AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of the 1973 podcast. Here we go again, another week, more NHL playoffs, NFL draft to talk about, a bunch of stuff going on. I'm here again with the best tag team in the podcasting biz, Gordon Solley of the podcast, right under me, Thomas, and a man to this side of me, bigger than the Titanic, because only 600 women went down on the Titanic. Let's get this going.
Damn, that's a hell of an intro.
Here we go. Bruins are going into overtime as we speak. Thomas is on suicide watch. He's going to be the biggest Maple Leafs fan in about give or take about an hour. So let's get this rolling.
It's better than being a Flyers fan.
Oh, man.
We're going to represent no matter what. So, fellas, this week, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of some upsets, maybe, if you look at it from a playoff perspective. Somebody predicted Tampa Bay to win it all. This guy.
That was me.
To change the bracket up. So here we are. We're rolling again. And let's start with this week's email.
This week's email. This is coming from Braden or Brandon. Hey, you guys, great job with the new guy last week. As Bruins fans, what's up with all the sudden skid? Well, guess what? Thomas, I'm going to throw this right to you what is your pulse on suicide?
I am telling you right now, I am predicting that this will go to game 7 and it'll go to overtime and the Bruins are going to win in overtime 4-3 tonight. Don't worry. It's in the cards.
All right, crystal ball, Tom.
As we're recording, A lot of things to talk about.
1 minute
about.
And 3 seconds.
I mean, like I said, anything other than what the whole record of the season reflects. I mean, shouldn't even got this far. I don't know what's going on. You know, they're swapping goalies now. Swayman's in. And they put Bergeron in the lineup and they dropped two. So it's surprising. It's surprising to see. Tom, thoughts on Bruins Nation?
Well, let me say that I think that Montgomery has been outcoached in this series. And I think the last game, they kind of panicked as a team, which I don't understand because they're all mostly veterans. I mean, they've all been here before. Montgomery, just to me, he didn't counterpunch anything they did. He didn't try to change anything up in game. Just kind of aggravated me. But I think the veteran leadership will take over in this game here. I mean, they've got to expect that it's – playoff hockey and nobody's going to roll over this time of year. And the only thing I will say, and I talked to the Portuguese Phantom about this tonight, and the guys like Lindholm have like no showed this entire playoffs. I mean, they all looked scared tonight in the beginning of the game. Everybody was missing on passes. They couldn't get the puck out of their own end. I mean, he had a clear one timer and he whiffed on it. I mean, it's just to me, they looked scared in the beginning of the game.
What's up with the fans turning on them when they were down by two? That was crazy.
I just think they were pissed off. That's New England fans. Look at – if you go on Twitter and there was shitting all over Ullmark, the guy's going to win the Vezina. He's more than likely playing hurt. I mean, you got to – they're like the players. They have to realize nobody's rolling over on anybody in these playoffs.
Yeah, a couple surprises. The Colorado series going game 7. I think it started, as we speak. That's a shocker right there. But anyways, Ed, thoughts on the Bruins skid?
Well, I think part of it is just that Florida is just playing really, really well. Yeah. The thing is that Florida's stars have stepped up. I mean, the last game, what is it, three guys had two goals each, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so their stars have stepped up. And, you know, I mean, the thing about it is that, you know, I mean, look, to echo both of your points, look, it's playoff hockey and nobody's going to lay down. So I really think that, you know, I mean, both teams, I think that it's not really the Bruins playing bad. I just think that Florida is playing just really good physical hockey and their stars are stepping up. I mean, so, I mean, you have those two things. And then the third and lastly, you know, when you have two goalies, you don't have any. And that goes the same thing with quarterbacks in the NFL. When you have two, you have none. And it's the same thing in the NHL. It's the same thing. You got to go with your hot goalie. You got to go with your goalie.
Yeah, and Florida is playing the series like it's their Stanley Cup for, you know, the effort that they're putting in. Monitor is on fire. I mean, what's he got, six goals in the series from D? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's credit to him and former Flyer that they let go, Radko Gudas, playing what he's brought in for. So, I mean, he was on Tampa Bay last year, and, you know, credit to him for the way he's playing. And thoughts on any of the other series going further, Tom? Like, what do we got still left? The Stars series with the Wild still going on?
I to be honest with you, well, Dallas won that series, right?
They did.
They look tough. I mean, Ottinger, I'm really impressed with him in that. He's really surprised me. And they've got some, I mean, they've had some good draft at Robertson. I mean, Rupe Hintz, or whatever his name is there. They've got some good young guys. I mean, I don't like watching them, but it's just, and they got to get rid of those god awful jerseys, that glow in the dark jerseys that they have.
The Islanders Carolina series went as planned, four games to two, predicted in six. Yep. So they're moving on. You know, any rest you get in the playoffs to a certain extent is good. You have the Kings and Oilers series that went six, and that was definitely a surprise. Yeah, that was a shocker. And they're waiting to play the winner of they are playing the Knights.
Yeah,
the Knights moved on. That was an ass kicking.
What do you think of Bonus coming, calling out the Stars of the
game? Oh, man. You know, I love it. I love it. You know, I think part of it is that, look, man, and look, it's the NHL, you know? And the thing about it is that, look, you know, I mean, Rick Bonus brought up a great point. You know, like, you got to get out there and play. And you can't play, like, scared or whatever. You got to get out there and actually play. And he called his guys out. And I found it very interesting that, like, the Jets said that he's coming back as a coach next year. And Blake, I think he's the captain, right?
Oh, Blake Wheeler, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he gets up there in front, you know, he's like, and, you know, I don't necessarily disagree with him. I mean, that, you know, Rick's comments probably should have stayed in the room, you know? I mean, but, like, you know, it's right after a playoff series. Everybody's emotions are high, and he's pissed off, man. Like, you know, so, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
I mean, the Jets could have done what Florida did, or Florida could have done what the Jets did and just roll over. I mean, you know, Vegas is no, you know, Boston Bruins. They didn't have the season they did, but, you know, you got to show up and you got to, you know, you got to play. Yeah, I mean, and if you can't beat them with speed, you got to grind it out. You know that.
Right.
You got to grind it out. Myself. I'm not saying you're going to target guys, but you got to make guys tired. You got to make it not easy to play.
That's
muck it up a little bit, you know, get a little sandpaper in your game. If you're not used to playing like that, then maybe you don't belong in the playoffs. It's just how it goes.
I can't disagree with you on that at all, man. I really can't. Well, so Thomas, what did you think?
I'm impressed with Vegas, but I got to say, I'm glad. I'd like to see Bonus. I think more coaches should call out their stars. These stars are so coddled and babied that I just think you need to go, like, old school, not totally go Mike Keenan and go nuts and stuff, but you gotta hold these guys accountable sometimes.
Yeah, it's not the 80s or into the 90s, but, you know, that coach in style like Lindy Ruff and Tortorella, and we'll say Bonus now, are, you know, that they're few and far between. I mean, they're getting phased out too, and you know, you're more babysitting talent, and you know, you're letting these guys maybe have too much freedom with creativity with some stuff, but who knows if it's working. I mean, you know, is Matthews the guy that gets Toronto over the hump for what they needed to do all these years, where they've had so many superstars come through that organization and not be able to do it? So, I mean, 67's the last time they won. So just figure how many stars have come through that organization. And is Matthews the guy? I mean, is it the right time for them? Who knows? I mean, the fans were chanting bring on Boston after they won that series last night. So, which you can see on the Facebook page, because we, you know, if you don't belong to the Facebook page, 1973 podcast page, go and join. We post all kinds of stuff on there.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug alert.
We're cheap. We're on a budget. We're cutting coupons for this podcast.
Hell yeah, man. Buy three, get one free, man.
Yeah, we're gonna. If you have a 1973 podcast card, we'll punch it. You know, when you see us, say, hey, I got the card. Let's punch it. I'll get a free episode out of it. If you get 10 punches on the card, we'll let you come on as a special guest. It's like the old Bob Barrows with the pizza coupon. So
there you go.
So we'll move away from NHL talk for right now. And just want to mention thoughts on Jerry Springer passing away this week at the age of 79. Thoughts on Jerry Springer, especially Jerry Springer from the 90s.
Man, it really is. It brings me back to college, man. I mean, we would come home from lunch in college and we'd flip it on. And I mean, you know, you knew it was going to be a fight. You knew that there was going to be a chair tossed, you know? And it was like, you knew what was going to happen. It was like watching a train rattle down the tracks, and you knew that it was going to crash. Yeah. And you just had to watch it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the thing about it is that, you know, I mean, that whole genre of TV, I mean, just think about, you know, I mean, I'm gonna leap over for a second. I'll leap back, you know. I mean, look at the Maury Show, you know. Yeah. Just remember this. 70% of the women have cheated on the guys. Just tossing that out there. Just so you know, it's edgy comment. It's cutting edge right there. But I mean, think about what that really brought.
Does that go for this podcast too?
I don't know. I don't know. That's above my pay grade.
Gordon Soley, you got stats on that?
Got no stats on that, but I will say that a lot of people don't realize that he was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Yeah, and you know why he got bounced for being the mayor, right?
No.
He gave a prostitute a bad check.
Oh, God.
That's how they pinched him for that. But, very iconic. If you grew up in the time, you remember the show. It started like that whole trash TV movement. On the flip side of that, it kind of had an influence on the writing for the Attitude Era in wrestling with the, you know, Vince Russo would steal a lot of those Jerry Springer-type storylines and kind of put them on Raw, and you can kind of see some of the influences sprinkled on, you know, some of those Attitude Era Raws. So we'll move on from that. And I know that one of the things you guys wanted to talk about this week was the NFL draft. I'm going to kick it over to Tom. Let's kick some NFL talk over and see what we got.
Sure. So I just want to know who Ed thought. I don't know if you saw the whole draft or not. I've got the first couple of rounds anyway, but I was wondering who he thought had the best draft.
Man, it's so hard to say this year. I mean, because, you know, I mean, quarterbacks, like the guys that could pick the quarterback this year, they're talented, right? But I mean, it's so hard to say. You could have the Tom Brady that out there in the first round, but I mean, Brady didn't get obviously drafted in the first round. But my point being is that some of these guys, it's so hard to say, like, when they get to the show, what are you really going to do? Because most of the guys that went at quarterback, these guys all played at the highest level. They played in the SEC, ACC, you know, the big Power Five conferences, you know? So I'm kind of curious to see, I mean, because these kids come out of high school so well coached, you know, because they go to 7-on-7s. They go to throwing camps. They do all that stuff. They get personal trainers. They get all that stuff. and that type of thing. So they're so different than what they were when we were growing up as quarterbacks. You know, and the thing about it is like, as far as the defensive guys, you know, I mean, I really did like the Patriots pick up at cornerback. I mean, I think that they needed a big, they got it. I think that, and he's just he is a good football player, and he also is an extremely awesome athlete. Last but not least, to kind of tie this back into the draft, I was really surprised that with the Baltimore move, when they actually signed that to hit him to that contract, you know, yeah, I mean, $180 million guaranteed. Like, how do you build a team around that? It's like you're handcuffing yourself. So, I mean, what do you guys think?
I'm going with Houston, and I think the Raiders had a really good draft, getting the defensive end from Texas Tech, Tyree Wilson, and then they got the tight end, who I think is the best tight end in the league. I mean, it was the best tight end in the draft, Michael Mayer from Notre Dame. And I think
he's
the perfect fill-in for – they traded Waller, so now Garoppolo has a tight end to throw to. And Houston getting C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, I think those are probably two of the three best players in the draft. And they got him in the first – they got him both. So,
yeah,
I really like that. And I'm going to kind of diss my team a little bit. The Titans, I don't understand getting the quarterback. They took Will Levis. I mean, you just wasted a pick last year then with Malik Willis when you got him in like the 13th pick in the draft. And now that you go and draft another quarterback. So to me, it's a waste. One of those two is a wasted pick. There's no value in that pick.
But I think part of it is just that sometimes, like, you know, everybody kind of falls in love with their binky at the draft. You know, each year, like sometimes guys just get, man, he's like, I just want him, you know, and to take it, you know, with Tennessee, maybe that's one of those things that they just fell in love. One of the scouts fell in love with him. And then they just realized that, you know, something we need to bring something else in here too, to see what else we can build, because, Derrick Henry is not, I mean, how much tread does he have left on the
tires? Yeah, there's a lot of carries in that guy.
Very much so. And I mean, it's never a question about his work ethic or working out or being in shape or whatnot. I mean, he stayed very healthy through, you know, his years at Alabama and the first, you know, what, 3 or 4 years there in Tennessee. So, I mean, I think that part of the business is they're trying to find their identity again, you know. Yeah. And I mean, granted, they're going to be
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Well, coach team with, because that's what Vrabel does.
Yeah.
So that's my take.
And I think that having Vrabel is like probably the most successful guys coming off the Belichick branch, to be honest with you. I mean,
sure.
He's really done well for himself there. I don't know. I think they've gotten rid of the GM and the team president. So I think, unfortunately, he's going to be the scapegoat in the next year or two, but I think they're on their way downward now with Tannehill's on his last legs. They're even talking – there have been rumors of trading Henry. I don't think they'd be crazy to, I think. But, I mean, it is what it is. That's the nature of the business.
No, I mean, I was just – it's very interesting to see. I didn't see a lot of wide receivers taken in the first round or the second round. Am I correct in saying that, Tom?
Yeah, I think there was only two in the first round. The guy from Ohio State there, Jackson Smith and Jigaba or whatever his name, I can't even think of his name. And then I think Jordan Addison went from USC, went to the Vikings. So I think he'll start for them with right across from Jefferson. And I think I really like that pickup.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, you know, Minnesota is definitely going to be one of those teams. I mean, especially with, you know, Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay and going to the Jets. I mean, like, who would ever have thought that Mac Jones would be the fourth best quarterback in the AFC East?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's hard to believe, you know, I mean, look, Belichick is not Mr. Exciting, but man, he really is the greatest coach ever. You know, he's right up there on the Mount Rushmore of coaches. I mean, with, you know, Chuck Knoll, you know, with Don Shula and that type of thing. I mean, Vince Lombardi, you know, Tom Landry. I mean, So it's really hard to say that. But I mean, you know, when you really look at it, is that, you know, Belichick always seems to find good football players. Like, they never got out competed last year. They definitely got out coached in the offensive side of the ball. You know?
Yeah. When you have a defensive coordinator, that's a natural defensive coordinator as your offensive coordinator, that's a recipe for disaster. I mean,
oh, of course, yeah, for sure. You know, but I also think that the Patriots are kind of going through that, searching for that identity. You know, now we're what, 3 years post Brady now, and I think that's really what's happening. And you know, I mean, obviously, you know, I am the, you know, mouth of the South right there. See, you know, I live in the South, so.
You got to show the megaphone. Show the megaphone.
Oh, yeah. Show the megaphone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I even brought props tonight. I mean, this is the type of budget that we're on. I have a megaphone that doesn't work, you know? I can't talk through it, but, hey, the thing about it is it is a megaphone, you know? And, you know, so, I mean, I went with props tonight, you know, trying to, like, you know, look, I had to get a megaphone that was not part of the budget, okay, just for an FYI.
I see you spent a lot of money on a hanger, too.
I did, yeah, yeah, very much so. That's what I do. You know, I roll big down here. You know, I don't have a lot of Ric Flair drip, you know.
That's not legal in some states.
Well, it's not. I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the, you know, the jet flying, you know, the Rolex wearing, you know. That's what I'm talking about. The other stuff, nah.
I never heard of it. What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyways, Tom, thoughts on the draft to kind of bring it all back together? Or?
Well, I think overall, I think the team and even the Eagles had a really great draft. I mean, they drafted, I think, three guys from Georgia who they were the national champs now. So I just think it was an interesting draft. The only thing I want to complain about the Pats, and Belichick always does stuff like this, is fourth round, he picked a kicker. You'd hardly ever see that. And the surprising thing is there was somebody drafted in the third round that was a kicker. So you never see that.
Wow.
That's true, Tom. Very true.
Don't usually those guys go undrafted and they just kind of.
Most of them go undrafted, yeah.
They kind of find them floating around some soccer field somewhere, or, you know, somebody's brother-in-law that needs a job.
Well, guys, bad news. B's just lost.
No.
Yep.
No way.
No way.
I'm watching it right now.
No.
I can't tell you who scored because I'm on my phone, but they just.
Yeah, they're already in the handshake line.
Oh, man, I'd hate to have a Panthers jersey on at the Garden right now. Imagine that.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
That's brutal.
This is the end for, I think this is it for, I think Bergeron's gone, Krejci's gone. I don't think the ownership is going to sign any of those new guys back because of, I think it was your old guy that might have scored, AC. I think it was Verhaeghe.
Oh, yep. Oh, I just got the phone's blowing up right now. Oh, man, all the Bruins haters are just texting me. I can't, somebody must have done some voodoo in between the periods. Do we talk about that now?
Well, yeah, let's talk about it. Let's roll with it. Let's roll with it now.
Thomas.
Roll with it now.
Come on. This is you right now. You got to – you got to vent. Let's hear it.
I'm going to vent a little bit, but I just think they were outcoached. I think Montgomery was totally outcoached this whole series by Maurice, and he didn't know how to react. They had no
– Oh, it was any such adversity. A weak-ass goal, too. It was so weak.
Oh, man.
It's horrible.
It's one of those things that – he didn't know how to react. He hadn't faced adversity all season as a coach.
Whoa.
And I think this is going to be the end. I don't think Bergeron will come back. I think Krejci will retire. I don't think the ownership will sign any of those new guys.
Wow, look at his face watching it. He's like catching flies. What?
What? No, they went.
Wait. Thoughts? Jim Montgomery coming back? You think
they'll bring him back because they've signed him to I mean, they had an incredible year. Can't take that away from him. But you're in the end, you can only have one Stanley Cup. So
there goes
one champ. So
the outtake from this is I'm the only guy that's got the bracket still with Carolina winning the whole thing. Oh,
yeah.
Genius. Sure. Genius. Wow. Right from Jump Street.
Wow.
I'm looking at the bracket right now. I'm in it. Wow.
Wow.
I'm upset, but you know what? I'm not going to burn my jersey.
Well, you got a bunch of them to burn and back you.
Yes.
Tom, I think that this is a perfect analogy of what happened today with the Bruins. Okay.
Yeah.
You have a true dilemma facing you tonight. Okay. You can either go out tonight or you can go kill a turkey in the morning.
Oh, just don't hit it with the car though.
Yeah.
That doesn't count as voodoo.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. I think somebody sacrificed a box of chicken in the freaking locker room or something.
Tom, we've been to so many of those games. I would not want to be there with a Panthers jersey on. Can you imagine that? Oh, man.
The fans are in shock. I'm watching now. They're just sitting in the stands just in shock.
Wow.
Well,
you know what's funny about this whole thing is?
Over-the-shoulder glove side.
Because they were so heavily favored. Do you think, like, the betting thing comes into play at all? You got a conspiracy with that?
I don't think so.
No.
That Bergeron's at center ice now raising a stick.
Oh, man. Well, we could put it on in with the podcast, but they would never let us post it on online for copyright infringement.
Well,
yeah. I'm just gonna say this, and just because I've watched it four times since I was catching flies with my mouth there because I wasn't talking, you know, because I am the mouth of the South, so it's either flapping or open. You never know. Anyway, no, it was a pretty weak goal, not going to lie. I mean, goalie dropped down on his knees, and they went right up over glove side, over his shoulder. I mean, and the dude had an open sight to see it, too. There's no way that should go in. I mean, he snapped it off, but, man,
it was Mondador again that scored?
No, it was Verhaeghe, I think.
Verhaeghe.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Okay. Right. Got it. I didn't hear it. I know you mentioned it the first time, Tom. I'm sorry. I didn't catch it.
It's all good, man.
I'm in shock that they actually lost. I can't believe it.
Bergeron, he's hugging all the teammates. Each teammate's coming up hugging him before they go to the locker rooms. I'm pretty sure this is it for him.
I've already gotten flipped to out to the Colorado game. So I'm not seeing what you guys are seeing anymore.
Yeah, I got it on Nesson.
Any score on the other game, Ed?
0-0 with 11 minutes left in the first, and it looks like nobody's gotten too many shots off. It's four shots each for Kraken in Colorado.
Wow. So there's going to be a ton of posts between now and tomorrow. Oh, man. We'll see when Florida plays Toronto, if they're legit, if they can give them a run.
Go Leafs, go.
Wow. Yeah, see, I told you.
Hey, Andy, you did say that earlier. You did say this earlier. You did say it earlier. You said it earlier. Yeah, you did.
We love it. We love it. Yeah. And it's the best.
Man, that's why you play the game, right? Seriously. I mean, remember, we talked about this when we went into the playoffs. We talked about, hey, it could happen, and it happens all the time when somebody wins the President's Trophy.
Yeah.
It happened again.
The curse is still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, man, the President's Cup curse. Yeah.
That is the worst thing to win. I think it kind of puts your mindset in the wrong set of mind to go into it. You expect too much. I don't know.
Now, did they pick it up? Did they pick it up at the trophy ceremony?
I don't know.
Mr. Pink Hat Revival in the background there. Where, I know you know, so just say it.
No, there's no, as far as I know, there's no, I didn't see anyone with the cup, so I don't, with the President's Cup, so I mean the trophy, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
I mean, so, hey, good, quick question, since we're still talking hockey and we've kind of circled back to it. Hey, what do you guys think about this year? Do you feel like that there's more fighting in the playoffs than there has been in a while?
Fighting, no. Scrums, yeah. I mean, the face washing and all that stuff used to be
– dirty plays like Cale Makar hitting that dude. And then who was it that hit Coughlin that broke his neck the other night?
Yeah, but that one was – I mean, come on, guys. We've all played. I mean, that one was – it's terrible about what happened. But, I mean, it didn't look like it was one of, like, you know, it was a vicious intent, you know. It wasn't like that. That's my thought anyway.
You know what's got to stop is the guys that get brushed and they try to sell a call. Yeah. Even the guys that are talented do it now, and it's too much. It's too much.
Man, the soccer flop.
Yeah. Man up. That's what I was talking about the changing of the guy. With old school to new school, that stuff's gonna stop. Play through it. be a man, play through it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's blatant, they're gonna catch it. But the head whips for, you know, the stick running across your face, right, and it's your own stick that got hit in your face. Come on, relax. Relax. Yeah. Let's play through it and try to win a series. But
yeah.
Anyways, we have a lot of time. We're gonna wind down. Tommy's gonna close it out with his pick of the week. Tom, what do you got for a pick of the week?
My pick of the week, because my salary is so low for this show, I have to go to a CD. So I'm going with Alice in Chains, Dirt.
My favorite.
Nice.
My favorite one.
And it's a perfect CD for right now because, you know, I'm so depressed that the Bees lost. You know, it's
down in a hole.
Down in a hole. And I heard a good story about this when they were recording it. It was right during the Rodney King riots. Right when they were filming it, and Jerry Cantrell was in a package store buying some booze, and people were coming into the package store he was in, and they were looting. So he ran out, and they somehow got all the band together, and they actually went to Joshua Tree Desert and hung out there for 4 or 5 days until the riots went down. But they actually brought the guy from Slayer, Tom Sayara.
Tom Araya, the guy that's the lead singer?
They took him. He asked, and he actually hung out with them in the Joshua Tree Desert while this whole was going on. They didn't come back until it was over.
Wow. I didn't know that. And that's my favorite Alice in Chains album. A lot of good tracks on that. I think pound for pound, that's their best record. They don't have a big catalog of stuff, but as far as the overall vibe of that, they're my favorite out of all the grunge bands. That's my favorite grunge band. They're the most metal out of the grunge bands. A lot of influences from Sabbath. They're even big Kiss fans, and you know the way I feel about all those bands influenced by Kiss. And after Kiss is gone, you'll hear more bands will admit that how much they were influenced by them. But that deep sound that they have on that, the production. Great, great, great album. If you've never heard it, that's a must own. If you don't have it, best one to buy. And thoughts on that album?
No, I agree. I just, man, top to bottom, just great album, man. I mean, just remember like going for rides, listening to that in either the Jeep or the Dune Buggy, you know? Same, man, you know?
I don't even think I had a CD player in that Dune Buggy. I think it was cassette. I think you had to make a mixtape to throw something in that.
The mixtape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, one serious thing about housekeeping. Just want to say this quick. You know, this isn't, you know, we normally bring up the Portuguese Phantom, but I got another person. It's Spartan 6. He's going in for a little procedure in on Tuesday. Keep him in your thoughts, keep him in your prayers, you know?
Cool. Yeah. Good luck. Yeah. Tom, any quick shout outs before we bounce on this episode?
I want to give a shout out to our buddy Hav. I know this past week was a tough one for him. But you got through it, buddy, and we'll see you when you see you.
Yep. Hav, we're thinking about you. We're thinking about everybody that follows the episodes every week. And great job last week, Chris. We're thinking about you, and you know we'll get you back on.
Chris.
Yeah, great job. Nothing but positive feedback from that. So, you know, like, subscribe, keep following us on the channel, and Keep it growing a little bit every week. We're just chipping away, and you know we're on a budget. Let's get it going. If you ever see a big guest on here, you know we're making money. but until then, we're gonna get a couple other people on here for special appearances, and get a little couple different things going. And So until next week, the Bees are out. So Tom's all Toronto now.
Go Pats, go. Patriots fan now. Go. We're on football.
Wow.
You'll see. Next week, there'll be a Cujo jersey hanging in the back. Guaranteed. I guarantee.
No way. I have the Van Breesbrook Florida Panthers.
I like it. Go with that. So until next week, we'll see everybody later on.
See you guys.
Later.